Consolidating the Corbyn Revolution, Socialism Today. The July edition of Socialism Today, the Socialist Party's monthly magazine, includes a call for Jeremy Corbyn to go over the heads of the Blairites who still dominate the Labour Party apparatus and present his own proposals for a transformed Labour Party directly to members and trade union supporters. Peter Taff, in an article headed Britain's Earthquake Election, Consolidating the Corbyn Revolution, argues that the civil war within Labour has not been settled by Jeremy Corbyn's success in the election campaign and subsequent events like the Grenfell Tower fire. The majority of the parliamentary Labour Party is still steeped in the ideas of Blair, of Labour remaining within the framework of capitalism, and ultimately being prepared to bow to the pressures of the system. If Corbyn does not act, his triumph could dissipate over time. He should boldly act as he did with the general election manifesto. He appealed over the heads of the right and got support for his radical proposals. That confronted the right with a fait accompli. He should do the same by presenting his own democratic constitution to a referendum of all the Labour Party members, full and associate, which would have at its heart mandatory resurrection of MPs and the replacement of the bureaucratic machine, with power resting in the hands of the membership, particularly new members and the trade unions. It should also enshrine the principle of a federal arrangement which would lead to the readmittance of all expelled socialists and organizations back into the Labour Party. Such an approach would shatter the plans of the right to pursue a rearguard struggle to frustrate and delay the real involvement of workers and youth in a revived socialist Labour Party. The magazine also carries a major article on the lessons of the Syriza government in Greece, 2 years on from the July 2015 referendum which saw a massive victory for the anti-austerity struggle, but which was then turned into a defeat. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 3rd of July 2017, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.